Well, thank you for coming this talk. I'm Kotaro Kato from University of Tokyo, and this is a joint work with Fabian Fora in NTT Basic Research Laboratories, and also my supervisor Mio Murao, Professor Mio Murao in University of Tokyo. Today I'll talk about this information theoretical aspects of the topological entanglement entropy. So the topological entanglement entropy is widely used to characterize and classify topologically ordered phases, and also it is known as the universal constant term in an area law, and also a linear combination of entropies of particular regions in ground state of gapped system. And also this function is equivalent to the logarithm of the total quantum dimension, corresponding to some any model. Today, I'd like to attach two additional aspects of the topological entanglement entropy, which are first, the topological entanglement entropy is the third order LDD subcorrelation, which is some measure of multipartite correlation in information theory. And also, we show that the topological entanglement entropy is equivalent to the optimal asymptotic rate of a secret sharing protocol. So this is the outline of my talk. I first introduce the topological entanglement entropy and the irreducible correlation, and then explain the technique of merging local quantum Markov states to show the equivalence of these two functions in a ground state of gapped system, and also show that equivalence of these two functions and the optimal rate of secret sharing protocol in this section. So the topological ordered phase is a new kind of quantum phase in a gapped system. And conventional symmetry breaking phase can be characterized by local order parameters such as magnetization. However, topologically ordered phases cannot be. So they do not have local order parameters. And so we need some additional technique to characterize and classify these phases. And also, these phases have lots of interesting properties, such as topological degeneracy of, oh, sorry. I pushed some button. Okay. So, for example, the topological degeneracy and anionic excitations, and these properties can be utilized for topological quantum computation, which is believed to be robust against any local perturbations. And a state in a topologically ordered phase has a characteristic large-scale multipartite correlation. We call here topological correlations. For example, let us consider a very simple toy model of the topologically ordered phase, which is a toy code model, and consider these kind of loops and strings. We consider a loop operator WC, which is a products of X, Pauli X operators are acting on spins along the line. And for any loop C, it is known that the expectation value of this loop operator is always equal to 1, although this string operator have an expectation value only 0. So we can use this kind of expectation value of loop operator as a non-local order parameter of topologically ordered phase. However, in general, finding explicit form of these loop operators is very difficult. So we need another technique. One way is using von Neumann entropy to quantify these loop-like correlations. And the topological entanglement entropy is such kind of function, and defined as this linear combination of entropies of these subregions. And SOA means entropy of reduced density matrix on A. We can choose similar there are several choice of regions, and this one is proposed by Kitaev and Preske, and this one is proposed by Levin and Wen. But yeah, all choices are all choices work. And also, this gamma is known to be a logarithm of quantum total quantum dimension in this case. And total quantum dimension is some quantity which is equivalent to 1 in trivial phase and strictly larger than 1 in topologically ordered phase. So by using this gamma, we can detect topologically ordered phases. So gamma, positive gamma implies topologically, the state is topologically ordered. So the question is, what kind of tripartite state satisfy this inequality? Let us denote still the ABC as this linear combination of entropies of subregions, AB, BCC, and ABC. We can interpret this function as some kind of estimation of the global entropy, S low ABC, from the information of local entropies, I mean the entropies of the subsystems, by using Venn diagram method, I mean just summing up entropy on AB and BC and C, and just subtract overlapping part ABC. Then gamma can be interpreted as difference of this estimated entropy and true global entropy. So the original idea is that if the string operator, the string loop-like correlation exists, then the true entropy is lower than the estimated entropy due to the existence of this large scale multipartite correlation. And also in information theory, this function is known as the multivariate mutual information, which is one of the generalization of the mutual information. However, the definition of gamma contains several disadvantages as a measure of some tripartite correlations. For example, gamma can be either positive or negative, and gamma equals zero for all pure states. And gamma is non-zero even if the state contains only two-body interactions. Also, no operational meaning is known. In information theory, for example, von Neumann entropy and mutual information or the conditional mutual information has good operational meaning, but this function does not have any operational meaning. So positive gamma may not tell us what kind of tripartite correlations this low ABC has. Then I'll explain about the irreducible correlation. So in the case of topological entanglement entropy, we use the information of local entropies. However, compared to local entropies, the reduced density matrices of subsystems provide more information of the global state because these local entropies can be calculated through the just a eigenvalue of these reduced density matrices. And the maximum entropy method provides a good way to estimate the global state from the information of reduced density matrices. The maximum entropy method is if only partial information of the state is given, then the most unbiased estimation is the one with maximum entropy among all possible candidates, which is consistent with given partial information. So instead of the estimation based on local entropies, the irreducible correlation employs a maximum entropy method. This function is defined like this. So here, S tilde ABC is replaced by this entropy of the maximum entropy state. which is defined as a state which has maximum entropy among all states which have same bipartite reduced density matrices. And this function measures the amount of information in this tripartite state row ABC that is not contained in all bipartite reduced density matrices. The good thing is this function is non-negative and may be related to secret sharing protocols. However, in general, it is very difficult to calculate this maximum entropy state. So this is properties of the irreducible correlation. First, as I said, the irreducible correlation is always non-negative. And also, irreducible correlation is zero if and only if rho ABC is a limit of some given states of two local Hamiltonians. This limit means if rho ABC is not full rank, this rho ABC can be interpreted as some ground state of some two local Hamiltonian. And also, this function is additive. So if there is uncorrelated two tripartite states, then the irreducible correlation of this product is just sum of it. This is just thermal state of some two local Hamiltonian. If there exists a two local Hamiltonian such that the given state of the Hamiltonian is very close to this rho ABC, then this rho ABC is always zero. Let's see some examples. This is classical state, rho XOR. First two bits are input of classical XOR gate. So if we input 0 and 0, then the output is 0 and so on. For this state, the third order irreducible correlation is 1. And also, the topological entanglement entropy or multivariate mutual information is also 1. So they are equivalent. And also, this is a ferromagnetic state and just classical mixture of zero state and one state. In this case, the irreducible correlation is 0, but the topological entanglement entropy is minus 1. And also, let's consider GHZ state. GHZ state is a pure state, so gamma should be 0. But the irreducible correlation is 1. So the problem is that they are equivalent for gapped state for a ground state of gapped systems or not? Our answer is yes if the correlation length is exactly 0. This means we just consider a topological limit to ignore all the local contributions. And we show this result by explicitly constructing the maximum entropy state from this given bipartite reduced density matrices. Here, a crucial observation is for these gapped ground states, each bipartite reduced density matrix can be decomposed as a quantum Markov state. This is a particular type of tripartite state. Yes?
Total quantum dimension?
Total quantum dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your question? Yeah, gamma is actually related to total quantum dimension if we consider a so this one. Yes, under some assumption, I mean, if this is a ground state and also described by some NEO models or TQFT.
Okay, so this ABC
2 log 2d as the topological entanglement entropy only for the ground state? I mean, these results are valid only for the ground state.
Yes, and only for when the ground state is described by some topological quantum field theory. However, we consider all quantum tripartite quantum state and see what kind of state satisfy have a positive gamma. Minus one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So that means total dimension is
Because this is just a 3-qubit system, we cannot interpret this by using some topological quantum field theory. Yeah. However, the function itself can be generalized and utilized for any general quantum tripartite quantum state. For these states, if we apply this function to this state, we obtain minus one. But yeah. So in the following, we go back to the ground state of gap state systems. Okay. And it is widely believed that the ground state of some gap local Hamiltonian obeys an area law, which is this one. So entropy of some region A is proportional to the size of the boundary of A, and there is some universal constant collection time, and also this dot term related to finite correlation length, and we can remove this part in some dynamic limit, but also for finite regions, if the state is some fixed point wave function, such as Levine-Wien models or quantum double models, also we can ignore this part. And if the correlation length can be totally, completely ignored, this gamma is equivalent to our definition of the topological entanglement entropy. And area law plus zero correlation length implies the following. First, if two regions A and B are separated, then they are uncorrelated. Also, if region A and C are indirectly connected through B, and if ABC has no holes, then the conditional mutual information, which is a difference of these two mutual information, is always zero. Let us consider this kind Levine-Wien type region and divide this B into two parts. Then by properties A and B implies that A and B2 and A and C and B1 and C are uncorrelated. This is a very simple structure. And also the conditional mutual information A, B1, B2 and B1 to B2, C is also zero. This means low AC bipartite reduced density matrix, low AC is a product state, and also low AB and low BC are quantum Markov states. B. This one. Let's consider region A, B1, B2 like this. This is just some piece of donut, so there is no hole in this region. And then just calculate this function by using area law. We obtain this conditional mutual information is zero for this kind of region. Yes. And here I use quantum Markov state. The quantum Markov state is a state which satisfies this equality. So the, if the conditional mutual information is zero, then the state is quantum Markov state. And also, it is known that this condition is equivalent to the following. First, there exists a CPTP map from B to BC, such that we can recover original state of ABC by applying this map onto just low AB. This means if we have a low AB and performing this CPTP map on BC, then we can recover this original state. And also, this condition is equivalent to there that there is a decomposition of Hilbert space HB such that low ABC can be decomposed like this. Here, A and C are separated through B. And if there exist two quantum Markov states like this, and they are overlapping on system B1, B2, then by performing this CPTP map, which recovery map of corresponding to this second quantum Markov state to this first quantum Markov state, we can define this we can obtain some global state, low ABC, low tilde ABC, like this. And also, we can show that if low B1, B2 and B1, low B2, B, B1, B2, C can be decomposed like this. This is guaranteed by the previous theorem. And then this low tilde ABC has this kind of structure. And we can check this state has same bipartite reduced density matrix as low. I mean, low tilde AB is equivalent to low AB, and low tilde BC is equivalent to low BC. And since AC are just product state, low tilde AC is product state. And also we can show that for any tripartite states which have same bipartite marginals, the entropy of this state can be bounded, upper bounded by this entropy of this low tilde. Therefore, this low tilde is the maximum entropy state. This is what we want. And by using this fact, we can show that this gamma is equivalent to, so the topological entanglement entropy is equivalent to the irreducible correlation.
You did this modeling?
Yes, this part is, so we have a so we have a two quantum Markov set in A, B1, B2, and B1, B2, C. And I merge these two local quantum Markov state and obtain some global state, low tilde A, B1, B2, C, which have this particular structure and has same bipartite marginals. Then, and we can show this is actually the maximum entropy state by using strong subadditivity. And then, since this maximum entropy state have an entropy like this, this is actually S tilde. So the topological entanglement entropy is equivalent to the third order irreducible correlation in this case. we can generalize this argument for more longer chains or more complicated situations. For example, in this case, there exist 4 quantum Markov states. And also we can apply a recover map here and here and here to obtain this global state. And this global state has this kind of structure. Here, this classical probability is actually classical Markov probability. And this is just product of reduced density matrix on these 2 small subsystems. For Kitaev and Preskill region, I mean, this kind of, tripartite region. Also, we can decompose each region into 2 parts. And in this case, there are 6 quantum Markov states. And yeah.
In this case, all of these guys are A1A to B1B to C1C2, they're all touching each other. So you don't, for example, the mutual information between A2 and B2 will not be.
I'm considering some kind of lattice system, lattice model. In that case, this kind of partition implies if A2 and C, in this picture, A2 and C1 are touching, but for checking this quantity in some lattice model such as toric code, we can show that this is just a product. Yes, that is point. So to generalize this argument to quantum field theory is a little bit maybe as a problem. And in this case, this Rho tilde ABC, we can show that this Rho tilde ABC has this kind of weird structure. Here, this is a product of conditional probabilities, and it looks cyclic. So system A1 is conditioned by C2, and A2 is conditioned by A1, and also C2 is conditioned by C1. We can write down this state more simply, like this, and also show that the entropy of this state is equivalent to S tilde ABC. Therefore, the topological entanglement entropy is the third order irreducible correlation in this case. Okay. So far, we show that the equivalence of 2 different measures of multipartite correlations. And then I show that this equivalence implies the topological entanglement entropy is related to some secret sharing protocols. So the topological entanglement entropy measures the characteristic loop-like correlation in topological order. And also this loop-like correlation is hidden from all local paths. I mean, if we focus on this red region, we cannot detect this blue correlation because in this case, this string is just, this loop is just a string, so the expectation value is 0. This situation is somehow similar to secret sharing protocols in information theory. In secret sharing protocols, the secret can be read out only when a sufficient number of parties work together. So in this case, all of them have to work together to read the secret. It is known that for stabilizer states, the irreducible correlation is equivalent to the amount of secret. For example, let's consider GHZ state, which have a 1-bit irreducible correlation. In this case, by applying this unitary, we obtain GHZ minus state. And also, for any two subsystems, they have the same reduced density matrix. So we cannot distinguish them. So if this 3-qubit is shared by 3 parties, and they cannot distinguish plus and or minus, except they work together. This means we can encode 1-bit of secret information in this situation by using this unitary. And this 1-bit is actually optimal and also equivalent to the irreducible correlation. And we can generalize this argument to more general mixed tripartite state. In this case, we have to consider some kind of asymptotic situation, which means the n copy of the ABC is given, and we perform encoding unitary UI for this n copy of the state to encode a secret. And also, this UI does not change the all two RDMs of law. So this UI, this I, cannot be read out when only two parties work together. And we define C3 law as the maximum bits of secret per one state, which are hidden from all bipartite subsystems. And Hollebore-Schumacher and Westmoreland theorem provides an explicit formula, which is this one. And here, this maximum is taken over rho n such that this is an average state. So there exists m encoding unitary, and we take the average over all possible encoding. If this part is equivalent to the n copy of maximum entropy state in large n limit, we can show this C3 is equivalent to the irreducible correlation. And actually, our second main result is if we assume these properties, we can show this equivalence for this choice of these regions. The proof is a little bit complicated, so I don't want to explain details. But the point is, since the maximum entropy state has this kind of specific structure, we can construct encoding unitary explicitly. And yeah. And this encoding unitary doesn't change the all. We can show this unitary does not change all two RDMs. And also the average state rho bar ABC has this entropy, and this entropy is lower bounded by this function. Here, this is the maximum entropy of the maximum entropy state. And also, this minus log DABL is a number of different eigenvalue. So if we consider n copy of the original state, this number of different eigenvalues of the state is grows only polynomially for n. This implies we can ignore this correction in large n limit. And then we obtain the equivalence of these two functions. And also, we already proved this equality. So, yeah. So far, I explained concrete part, and in the following, I'll explain just naive idea, and this is maybe not rigorously hold. And let's see the example. Let's see the relation between quantum dimension and secret sharing, because the optimal secret sharing rate is equivalent to the topological entanglement entropy. So we can somehow maybe explain why gamma is log p by using this kind of secret sharing argument. Let's consider the toric code model, which has, in this case, gamma is log 2, 4. So we can encode 4 bits of secret in this case. So this is original region. And let's consider these three entities. First, apply just x product of x along the line here. And also apply z string, products of z operator along this line. And also apply the both. And these operators create some anionic charge in this inner boundary and outer boundary. And this kind of, and also anionic charge of this boundary cannot be read out, can be read out only when all people work together and construct this kind of loop-like operator. So in this case, we can encode 4 bits. And for Kitaev Preskill's region, gamma is half of the Levin event type. In this case, if we focus on this point, only we can realize that only X or Z string allowed to share between this point, center point, and the boundary. So in this case, we can only use X type or Z type, so we cannot use this one. So the value is half of the Levin event type. And in general,
not being able to apply both X's.
Why this is half?
So you said you can't apply both X and Z in the second case.
We cannot apply X and Z simultaneously. Because let's consider toric code and divide this square lattice into three parts, A and B and C. Then this center point is only this bracket, can be only this bracket or this vertex. We cannot, this situation does not do not happen simultaneously. So we can apply only X string or Z string. In this case, we can only apply X string. In this case, we can apply only Z string. Otherwise, in this case, if we apply X string, the center X string create some anionic charge on bracket, some bracket. And bracket, all bracket belongs to some bipartite regions, two neighboring regions, for example, like this. So in this case, we cannot encode X string secretly. Yes. Yes. Actually, for Levin-Wen model, I don't know how the string operator looks like. So I don't know how to encode.
it okay?
So for more general model, the gamma is just logarithm of square total quantum dimension. In this case, we have to consider n stacks of this rho ABC, and then consider acts some n unique creating. Let's consider this operator, which each of them create some n unique pair between inner side and inner boundary and outer boundary. This situation can be understood as this kind of created anion pair by using tree diagram. And also this is a vector in this fusion space of anions. Here originally this rho ABC is belonging to a vacuum sector, so the total charge of this N stack should be vacuum. And also this A1 and A1 bar, this charge of this inner side should be anti-charge of charge of outer side. And we can interact these separated anion pair by using some global unitary, maybe. And then we obtain some more general tree graph. I mean, we can use any state in this fusion space as some secret. Then the number of secrets can be understood as dimension of this Hilbert space. And we can show that this dimension of Hilbert space proportional to power to n. So maybe if this argument works, we can show the optimal secret sharing rate is equivalent to log 2 d square. So let's summarize my talk. Under an area law plus zero correlation length, we can construct the maximum entropy state from local reduced density matrices by using some merging technique. And this kind of merging technique and specific structure of the constructed state, I mean, maximum entropy state, implies the equivalence of topological entanglement entropy and the third order irreducible correlation, and also the optimal rate of secret sharing protocol. The open questions are, for example, in this case, we just consider zero correlation length. However, in general, there exists a finite correlation length, and maybe this should be approximately holds, but we don't have any proof. And also, it is interesting to see the previous argument about quantum dimension works or not. And also, the equivalence of irreducible correlation and the optimal rate of secret sharing protocol for general state is open problem. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Time for questions. Is it possible to like calculate more familiar quantities, like for example, classical like the quantum capacity? Like you can imagine like constructing a channel such that putting some input state and at the end of the day you get this state on this annulus. I mean, for example, I can make this imagine a channel such that it puts an anion inside the annulus and outside the annulus and just trace out this this interior and exterior region. And you can formally view it as a channel that the input state gives you a reduced density matrix over this annulus for some finite region. And you can imagine calculating the capacity of this channel
then we can show somehow.